Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Set Free Live, brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. It is our prayer that the word of the Lord will be a blessing to you. We pray that as you listen, the Holy Spirit will enlighten, encourage, and inspire you in your walk with the Lord. Let's go now into the word of the Lord. Be blessed.
We're longing for your hand to guide us to a place where you can cleanse us with your rain. Baptize us once again. We thirst for you.
God bless you, beloved, and welcome to Set Free Live. I am Apostle Deborah Taylor, and it is a blessing and an honor to be with you once again today. Truly, we do thank and praise God for his loving kindness and his tender mercy. Praise the Lord. We thank God for this hour of prayer. If you would like to call in, if you have a special prayer request that you would like to share with us this morning, we invite you to call in at 718-664-9578. Praise the Lord, and we will be glad to pray with you. Amen, and touch and agree with you concerning your prayer request. Praise God. We are going into prayer. Praise the Lord. The Lord has put on my heart this morning to really pray special for leaders today. So we're going to be praying for leaders. Amen. The Bible lets us know that we should pray for all those that are in authority, for kings, for governors, for, amen, presidents, even our leaders in ministry. Praise the Lord. It's important that we pray for our pastors. Amen. Pray for the leaders. Praise God. Because a lot of them are, of us are going through things. Praise God. Some ministers and pastors are, amen, even backing out of ministry and, you know, giving up, falling out of the race, if you will. And we want to pray for our leaders. Amen. There's much prayer that is needed. Praise God. So if you have a special prayer request, we do invite you to call in. Praise the Lord. The purpose of prayer, first of all, for Christians, for born-again believers, it's all of our responsibility to pray. We have a responsibility to pray. Amen. And when we pray, when we call on the name of the Lord, amen, praise God, this is how, amen, we are communicating with God, and God communicates with us. Praise God. And so as believers, we must make prayer a priority. Praise God. It must be a part of our lifestyle to pray. Praise the Lord. Because prayer, amen, is a communication link between us and the Lord. Praise God. Amen. And it's back and forth, if you will. And so we must be consistent to pray. It's not a good thing just to pray when you're in trouble or just when things are going bad. But we must pray all the time. Praise God. Make it a daily part of your life, beloved, to pray. Praise God. The Word of God lets us know in Luke chapter 6 and verse 12 that Jesus, he went up into the mountain to pray, and he continued all night in prayer to God because he knew that he needed wisdom, he needed direction, he needed the mind of God. Amen. And in this particular instant, and I think it's another reference in the word that refers to it. He went up to pray. And the next day when he came down, then he called out his 12 apostles. He had several disciples, amen, quite a few disciples, praise God. But 12 of them were chosen, and they became apostles, praise God. They were followers of Christ, amen. But these 12, the Lord called and he ordained, and then he sent them out. At one point, the Bible says, I believe it's in Matthew chapter 10, it talks about how he sent them out two by two. They went out, he instructed them, he anointed them, told them to go, amen, to cast out devils, heal the sick, all of that. He anointed them and sent them forth, praise the Lord, amen. And they did the exact same works that he did. And beloved, when God anoints us, calls us forth, amen, he anoints us, he commissions us, he equips us, praise God, all of that to go forth and do the works, amen, that he desires us to do. So, again, it's important that we pray, amen, that we seek the face of the Lord. Praise God. Father, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you, Father, for just being God all by yourself. We thank you for the opportunity to pray and to call upon your name, Father. We thank you, Lord, for just being God this morning. I thank you, Lord, for all those that are listening. I thank you, Father God, that, Father God, when we call upon you in prayer, when we come to you in prayer, Father, you hear us and you answer prayer. So this morning, as we go before you, we're asking for direction. We're asking for your leading, God. We're asking for your guidance. Father, we ask that you minister, Lord, that, God, you would just have your way. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we're lifting up, Father God, this morning, the leaders, the pastors, the ministers, Father God, those that are in ministry, Father God, our local government, Father God, those who minister to the body of Christ, we lift them before you, Father God. And we thank you, Lord God, and we praise you, Lord God, for we ask that you give them wisdom. Father, we ask that these men and women would acknowledge you in all their ways and that, Father, you would all allow that you would direct their paths, Father God, according to your word. Father God, we plead the blood of Christ, Jesus, on each of them from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. Lord, we ask that you would cause them to be sober and alert, God, in every decision that has been made or has to be made on behalf of your people, on behalf of those, God, that, Father, concern them, whatever the decisions are. Father, we ask that you give wisdom. Lord God, we bind every hindrance that would confront them. We ask, God, that you would quicken them by your power, that, Lord, it would be demonstrated in their task of leadership. Father, we ask that you cause them to be upright and sensitive in the assignments for which you have ordained for them to walk. Lord God, we give you thanks, God. We give you praise and we give you honor and glory for your mercy. Father God, that forgiveness will go forth, God, that your love will be shed abroad. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you now. We thank you, Father God, that, Father God, those that may be in great warfare, Father God, Lord, you see it and you know it, Lord God. So, Father, right now we cover our churches, we cover our pastors, again, our leaders, Father. People and ministries and faculty, Father, possessions, health, safety, and welfare with the blood of Jesus. Lord, we release a schematic word into the spirit realm to affect the earth realm for the purpose of God. Oh, Lord, we bind the enemy. We bind Beelzebub. We bind the prince of the north, south, east, and west, the prince over every continent, the prince over the United States, and the prince over every state that's represented, those that are listening, Father God, Colorado, Oklahoma, Michigan, Indiana, Father God, Iowa, Father God, we cover all these states, New York, Washington, Father God, we cover the Carolinas, we cover every state, Father God, oh my God, and we thank you right now, we ask that you bind the prince over every county, God, all territorial spirits and principalities and enthusia power spirits, Father, the rulers of the darkness and wicked spirits, and all spirits that are not of the Holy Spirit. Lord God, we bind the ruler spirit assigned to individual lives. Oh God, for the various ministries to include this ministry and families, God. We bind all spirits above and below the earth and watcher spirits. We bind scanner spirits this morning, Father, eavesdropper spirits. Human spirits that travel by astral projection, they're bound in the name of Jesus. Divination and witchcraft. We bind the spirit of superstition, all spirits of Jezebel, Python, Gaia. We bind Antichrist spirit. We bind the fault finder spirit, the death spirit, and all spirits of slander are bound in the name of the Lord. We bind scandal and defamation, accusation, false accusation, and all spirits, all blocking spirits, Father. We bind in Jesus' name all spirits of confusion and division. We bind lies and discord. We bind argument, we bind the spirit of Ahab. Thank you, God, that Balaam and Korah and Cain are bound in Jesus' name. We bind all litigation, discontent, and war spirits. We bind all familiar spirits that have been assigned in Jesus' name. Father, we take the forward and find the spirit of seduction, godly spirit of pride, presumption, character, unbelief, obsession, ill will, and distraction. Come against fail and distractions in the name of the Lord. We also bind assassination and character assassination. Bind all doubt and fear, all nature's in the name of the Lord. Protect the thoughts over these things in Jesus' name. We bind the spirit of the wizard, Native American, Indian, witchcraft spirit. Bind the religious spirit, spirit of unforgiveness and bitterness and resentment. Bind all anger and hate, fight, roots of bitterness and malice. Come against all hindering spirits. We blind the third eye of the medium. We bind all of the spiritual attacks, assignments, operations, proceedings, and work. Father, we come against all the plans and activities and traps and wiles, snares and curses and hexes and vexes, bewitchments, enchantments, cantrips, literatures, judgments of witches and warlocks, and all acts of evil in the name of the Lord. Father, I take authority over witchcraft and sorcery. Come against all magic and candle magic. We come against potion magic and black magic. We come against white magic, contagious magic, and all omens. Father God, we come against the spirit of voodoo in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask that you would destroy and pull down the New Age movement, the workings of curses and rituals, sacrifices to the enemy, and all demonic thoughts and threats, mental occlusions and statements in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you, God, for pulling down all self-inflicted curses through negative confession. Father God, we bind imagery and magnification, and we take all these things into captivity by faith. And we call them destroyed at their root and rendered of no effect, God. We judge, spoiled, and never seated. They're cast down as vain imaginations. They are broken off of our ministries, people, and families immediately and completely and permanently in the name of the Lord. So, God, we cut and we sever all ties, bonds, cords, and soul ties with corporate or personal sin in the name of the Lord. Father, we repent and we renounce of all sin. We're renouncing it. We're pulling it down now in the name of the Lord. God, we trust you and we come in expectant faith in Jesus Christ. And we decree all of these prayers. And we thank you, God, that these things have been pulled down and accomplished for your glory, God. We give you praise, Lord. Lord God, we thank you now. Oh, God, we thank you, Father God, that as these spirits are bound, we break their supply lines and their communication lines. We bind them up and off of us all reinforcements and retaliation by the enemy. We come against all retaliation. We come against backlash now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you now. We're speaking and decreeing, God, upon them spiritual confusion, spiritual deafness, dumbness, blindness, paralysis, and incapacitation, all in the name of Jesus, that all these spirits, Father God, are bound now. God, they will cease to function. They will have no life to us, Father God, in Jesus' name. So we throw their plans and continue confusion, and God, we decree and we declare all these things accomplished in Christ Jesus' name. Father, we thank you now. God, we're decreeing that they cannot obstruct, confuse, harm, deceive, or divide your people. Father God, we thank you, God, they're frustrated. Their moves will be frustrated, oh God, in the name of the Lord. And we're loosing the perfect will of God to be done and the untapped power of the Holy Ghost over everyone that's involved in vision, Father God, concerning ministries, concerning this ministry, Father God, and other ministries, God, that are listening today in the name of the Lord. Father, that they will walk in the anointing of the Holy Ghost, Father God, to bring about the perfect will and purpose of God, that your will be done, Father God, that your purpose will be accomplished and destiny will be reached, that we will walk in complete destiny. Father God, we're coming in agreement right now, Father God, for the ministering angels and warring angels and guardian angels of the Lord Jesus to be dispatched immediately. So we send them forth to cause these prayers to be according to your words, Father God, that as we decree and declare your word, Father God, your word is life and your word will not return void. So we thank you for the spoken word. Oh God, we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for salvation. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for healing throughout our communities, throughout the cities and the nations. Father, we thank you for the body of Christ, that the body will work fitly joined together. Father God, for the overall vision of God. Holy Ghost, I'm asking that you will draw your people, that you will woo your people and cause them to tap into where you're taking the church in the name of the Lord. Father God, we thank you for the season of government. We thank you for the season of establishment. We thank you for the season, God, even of judgment. We thank you, God, for what you're doing for the kingdom, God, that the kingdom of God will advance the people of God, that, Father God, we will raise up and we will walk in unity. We will walk in boldness. We will walk in holiness. Father God, we will mind the same thing. Father God, we will push for you, God. We will push toward you, Father God, that the body will work together as a unit, Father God, that your pastors and leaders and ministers, apostles and prophets and evangelists and teachers will work as one, Father God, because you're raising up that body, Father God, the body that will be whole, the body that will function, God, under the direction of the Holy Ghost. So we thank you, Father God, that we will be the church triumphant, Father God, as your word is going out, even over the airways, over the television, Father, over radio, Father God. Father God, let us hear your heartbeat. Let us see and let us experience your presence, Father God, that your presence will be made known in the earth realm, Father God, through the body of Christ. Father God, that true revival, Father God, will take place, Father God. We thank you now. So, God, we're taking authority over every territorial spirit throughout the United States, God. And we confess that this land was dedicated and it still belongs to you, Lord. And we thank you for that now. And God, we thank you, Father God, that we're free to pray. We're free to praise and worship you as the Holy Ghost leads. We thank you that the enemy is bound, and we bind every spirit mentioned. We bind those spirits that were unmentioned. We bind every spirit known and unknown that's coming through any individual, organization, adversary, or would-be adversary in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, God, and we know now that they're forbidden to operate, oh my God, against the vision of God. So we command them to return to the point of their origin against us in the name of Jesus. We send them back and return all curses to them in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you that the angels of the Lord has displaced them, and God, you have, they have been permanently evicted from this day forward in Jesus' name. We thank you now, Father. We give you praise, Father. We give you honor, and we give you the glory, Father God. We love you. We appreciate you, Father, for all that you're doing, Father God. We say yes to your will. We say yes to you, Father God. Lord God, if there's any that are sick, that are listening today, I'm asking you to heal. Father God, I speak healing now. I speak life now in the name of Jesus. I take authority over sickness and infirmity. We come against, Lord, sugar, diabetes, high blood pressure. We come against the kidney disease, liver disease, cancer. We come against sickness in the pancreas. We come against arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis. Oh God, we come against brittle bones. We come against, Father God, blindness and deafness right now in the name of Jesus. We speak life. We speak healing. Health in Jesus' name, from the crown of their heads to the sole of their feet. We come against the evil reports of the enemy. Father God, we know, God, that when the enemy gives a report or evil report comes, God, we choose to believe the report of the Lord. We choose to stand in victory, Father God, because you are our hope. You are our help. And Father God, help us to get in line with you. Help us to get in line with your word. Help us to get healed and Father God, walk in total healing and total victory, Father God, according to your word. So, Father, we're thanking you today for your word. For your word is life. And Father God, those, God, that are seeking you, that are hungering and thirsting after you, I pray, Father, that you, by the Holy Ghost, Father God, will minister to them. Pour in, Father God, those that need healing in their spirit, in their emotions, in their mental capacities, Father God, physically, whatever the healing is, Father God. We ask that you would heal. We ask that you would restore. We ask that you would reconcile. We ask, Father God, that your perfect divine will would be done. Father God, we bind word curses today again. Father God, I bind every word that's been spoken in the atmosphere, every word, God, that would try to come to defeat your people. We bind it in the name of the Lord. We take authority over it now. Father, we love you. We appreciate you for who you are. Father God, we desire you in our inward man, in our inward woman. We desire a closer walk with you, Father. So we thank you today that you are working. Father God, we thank you that you're moving. We thank you, God, that your word is being performed, God. We thank you that your word, as it goes forth, it will not return void, but it will accomplish that it is sent forth to do. to do in the name of Jesus. Father, we're thanking you for strengthening. We thank you that you're a keeper. We ask that you keep us in our mind, keep us in our right mind, God, because, God, our heart and mind is stayed on you. So we thank you for peace. We thank you for love. We thank you for joy. We thank you for temperance. We thank you for faith. We thank you for self-control. We thank you for gentleness and goodness. God, we thank you for mercy. We thank you, God, that we walk in all of the fruit of the Spirit, because, God, against these, there's no such law. We can have as much of the fruit as we desire. So we desire today to walk in all of your word, Father God, so you wrap your people up in your love and your word. And Father God, I bind every spirit of deception. Father God, many are being deceived today. And Father, I pray that you would cause the scales to fall off their eyes and cause their ears to be open to hear what you're saying in the Holy Ghost. Father, we thank you for that now. We give you praise and we give you honor and we give you glory. Oh God, watch over your word to perform it, Father God, continually, God, and help us, God, to be willing and help us to be obedient. In this, God, we will eat the good of the land. And we thank you, God, that the entrance of your word, it gives light. It's easy and it's simple to understand. So we thank you for your word today. Father God, ministries that are going forth on this weekend, we ask, Father, that your anointing would go forth, that your word would go forth, that you would minister word, minister life, minister strength in the name of the Lord. We thank you today. We give you praise now. We give you honor. We give you glory. Father, I ask that you have your way. Let your perfect will be done in the name of Jesus. God, we love you. Father, there's no one like you, God, no one like you. And God, we will forever praise you. We'll ever, forever give you glory and give you honor. Oh God, we will continue to magnify your holy name, your righteous name. Oh God, your wonderful name. Oh God, be Lord. Be Lord in us. Be Lord in us, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you now. We give you praise, Father. We give you honor and we give you glory. We thank you for the hour of prayer. We thank you, Father God, that the weapon is formed against us will prosper. And every tongue that rise up, God, you will condemn in the judgment. This is the heritage of the saints, God. And we thank you, God, that we have a rich heritage. We thank you, Father God, that when we pray, you hear us, God. And so, God, we seal this prayer in the Holy Ghost. We love you today, and we do appreciate you, Father. We ask that you have your way the rest of this day. Help us to walk sensitive to you. Help us to be mindful of you, Father. Oh, God, help us to keep you first, God, because your word declares if we seek first the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, and all your righteousness, then all these other things will be added. So, Father, we thank you now. We give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory. I thank you now, God, that you are working. You are a miracle worker. Someone needs a miracle today. And, Father, I'm asking you to pour out miracles. Father, you said this would be a season of signs, wonders, and miracles, that the body of Christ would walk, Father God, in the fullness, and the Holy Ghost would go forth, and signs, wonders, and miracles would be performed. So, God, we thank you for that. We claim it. We thank you. We love you. We appreciate you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, have your way now. In the name of the Lord, we pray. Amen. Beloved, we want you to be encouraged. We want you to stay encouraged and know that God loves you. Know that he cares about you. Praise the Lord. God is such a good God. And we thank God for prayer. We thank God for his anointing. We thank God for his presence. We want you to know, again, that God is working all things out for you because he loves you and he does care. Praise the Lord. It may seem like you're going through some things, and you may be going through some things right now that may just seem like they're so impossible and things will never get better. But believe me, beloved, if you hold on to God and you hang in there with the Lord, amen, God will speak to you. Praise God. He will give you wisdom how to proceed. Praise God. We must stay connected to the Lord in this hour. Amen. We must praise the Lord. Amen. We must hang in there with God and we must stay linked with the Lord. Praise God. Because, beloved, we need direction. Hear me this morning. And we're almost there to close. Praise God. We need direction. We need guidance. We need wisdom. And this is the purpose of this prayer, is just to stay linked in with the Holy Ghost, because we need to be sensitive to him, praise God, to know how to move and how to proceed. And beloved, if you stay linked in, if you stay walking and continue to walk in the vein of the Holy Ghost, beloved, God will lead you. He will guide you. He'll give you wisdom. He'll give you everything that you need. Praise the Lord. So we thank God, amen, for the ministry of the Holy Ghost. Continue to pray. Continue to seek the face of the Lord. Because, beloved, prayer is a ministry. And prayer, we must even minister at times to the Lord. Praise God. Ministry to God, beloved, must come before ministry to the people. Praise God. When you can go in, praise God, and get in the presence of God and just minister to God, then He'll minister back to you. And then when you come out, then you're able to minister effectively to the people because you have met with God. You've gotten your instructions. You've gotten your direction. Praise God. And you're simply doing what God is telling you to do. Praise the Lord. And then when you do that, praise God. Amen. God will be able to do the work that He wants to do and will be effective. Praise God. I learned years ago, praise the Lord, amen, when I first began to minister, amen, and I would have to preach or, you know, minister. I would go before the Lord, and I still do that. I go before the Lord, and I ask the Lord, Father, what would you have me to say to your people? You know, Father, what they need. I don't know. Praise God. And then God will speak. He'll give scripture. He'll give a word. Praise the Lord. Amen. And then you get that from Him. You get that from sitting at His table. Praise God. And then you go out and you do, just simply do what God is saying. And you leave those results to God. Praise God. We're not, amen, beloved, responsible for the results. We're only responsible to do what God has called us to do. And then as we do that, praise God, then God is able to do the work that needs to be done. Praise God. So minister to God. Minister to Him through prayer, through praise, through worship, through meditating on the Word of God. Minister to God. Get in there every day and worship God. Seek His face, beloved. Don't seek His hand. Seek the face of God. Ask God about everything, every situation that comes up in your life. You pray and you ask God. Don't move until God gives you direction, until He gives you answers. Leaders, if you need direction, ask the Lord. Ask Him. Praise God and wait on Him. He will answer. God's doing such a quick work now. He's moving. Praise God. He's longing for us, the people of God, to come before Him. Beloved, I want to leave this scripture with you. 1 Peter 2:9 says, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Beloved, God has called you. Amen. You're different. Amen. You're not like the rest. You're royalty. You got to begin to know who you are in God and whose you are. Praise God. We're peculiar people. Amen. Praise the Lord. We don't walk the same. We don't talk the same. We don't act the same. Amen. When we're really in God. Amen. We're different. Praise God. And God wants us to walk simply according to His will. The very priest could not act any kind of way and then minister to the Lord. Amen. They had their garments on and all the things that they needed, amen, to represent God. So, beloved, I'm encouraging you to stay in the vein, walk in the vein of the Holy Ghost. Trust the Lord. Know that He loves you. Know that He cares. Praise God. Until our next broadcast, I pray the blessing of the Lord be yours in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. If you would like more information about our ministry, we invite you to visit our website at www.setfreeoutreachministries.org. If you would like to sow into our ministry, you may do so by clicking the donate button on our homepage. We encourage you to email us your prayer requests, praise reports, or comments at setfreeoutreachministries@hotmail.com. You may also write us at Set Free Outreach Ministries, P.O. Box 2456, Pueblo, Colorado, 81004. Until our next broadcast, keep looking up, beloved, and know that God is working all things out just for you because He loves you and He cares.